Rhyme.
Enter your wins. Episode 127, Compilicious, coming at you.
DJ Gower, DJ Matador, bringing you Rhyme and Treason Radio as never before.
Back in my day, they had this thing called a compilation album. Punk-a-rama to Fat Records, Survival of the Fattest.
No one's ever heard of that. It's dead as fuck.
Compilations, man.
That's how I learned about a lot of bands. And
DGC
I loved them.
Rarities would be.
Oh, yeah. That was phenomenal. Weezer, Nirvana, hidden Nirvana tracks.
Which was really just like a track that already existed with slightly different lyrics.
Pay to play.
Instead of staying away.
That's that's the kind of knowledge we drop on you.
Yeah.
Yearly.
So, needless to say, if you ever travel back in time to like 1993 or whatever it was, like, don't waste your time with DGC Rarities just because of the Nirvana track. Like, listen to everything else on that album.
Though. Beavis and Butthead Do America.
Which brings me to my point, though, dude. Like,
soundtracks, I
soundtracks, guess. Man. Yeah. Soundtracks are where compilations live on, though.
That's,
you know?
I guess that's
and
true.
Have always really lived, I guess, ever since soundtracks really became a thing. Because, I mean, that wasn't really a thing until, like, what, the 80s? Late 70s, maybe? That we started doing, like...
Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Like, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, did that set it off, really? I mean, I
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Somebody Google it.
Those are all in the 70s.
We don't have time for that shit here at Rhyme and Treason.
But we're
just talk.
We're getting hammered. It's 6:30 p.m.
two married men alone,
left alone
on a weekend.
And we're going to rage harder than we ever have and 7 years
later. Decide to hang out with each other and make a podcast.
I think that's...
And that's like par for the course, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Because that's...
Nothing... We might go to the...
It sounds luxurious, kids, but... Yeah, we might go to the Mushroom Cocktail Lounge.
Is it a gay bar?
It is not.
But DJ Gower, he frequents these fruity bars that are questionable. But that's sack for you.
I mean, it is called sack. What do you expect?
So anyway, you're going to hear a lot of unreleased tracks from bands off of compilations. Because back in the day, that would be the highlight of the compilation. Unreleased tracks you never heard from bands. That was the only way to get them.
Yep, or be exposed to new and different bands that you didn't know about. Like... Another great soundtrack.
They were always cheap too.
Soundtrack slash compilation that was legendary as well would like be The Crow, I think, for our generation.
Hell yeah.
You know.
Good call.
So that's the kind of shit you gonna hear up in this motherfucker this time round. Know what I'm saying?
Which compilations were still coming out? I haven't seen one for years.
Well, you know, it's alive and well in the hip-hop world. They got the mixtape thing that they do. So, it's not that it's totally dead. It's just more like your genre is dead.
Oh, yeah.
So, speaking of punk is dead.
Died a long time ago.
Speaking of punk is dead, I wasted like an hour and a half of my life that I'll never get back watching SLC Punk 2, Punk is Dead.
I have not seen that.
Holy shit. There's like 7 minutes of watchable movie.
I can't. I love how...
The 7 minutes are really fucking good.
Well, we mentioned we're married, so my other half is always like...
No.
Yeah, so I'll watch the original SLC Punk. That's it. Not SLC Punk 2. She knew better.
My shit's gotten way more extreme because you guys are still kind of in the newlywed phase.
We are definitely in that phase.
So, like, respectable, right?
Knock on wood.
For me, it's more like, I'm like, hey, babe, you want to watch The Walking Dead? And she's like, no, let's watch Nashville. And I was like, I would rather stab my eyeballs out with a spoon.
That's when you leave the room and go to your own private man cave.
And then she's like, why do you just sit there on your phone playing basketball video games on your phone? I'm like, because you're watching fucking Nashville.
All right. So to all our listeners out there.
But I love you.
Don't ever watch Nashville. Rhyme.
Oh. And a Yukon of truth.
Compilation. Everybody dance for you.
I'm going to kick this doghouse down. Good, good, good.
Beer.
Price, price, and let's sing. This will do price, price, and let's sing. I'm like the lead singer of the band, dude. And I think everybody's got a freaking problem with me, dude. And they need to take it up with me after the show.
Because these chicks don't even know the name of my band. But they're all on me like they wanna hold hands. Cause once I blow, they know that I'll be the man. All because I'm the lead singer of my band.
So I get off stage, right? Drop the mic. Walk up to these hot chicks and I'm all like, what's up, ladies? My name's Slim Shady. I'm the lead singer of D12, baby. They're all like, oh my god, it's him. Becky, oh my freaking god, it's him. I swear to freaking god, dude, you freaking rock. Please, won't you please let me suck it. No, by now, the rest of the fellas get jealous. Especially when I drop the beat and do my acapellas. All the chicks start yelling, all the hot babes. All the bras and the shirts and the panties on stage. So like every single night they pick a fight with me. But when we fight, it's kinda like sibling rivalry. Cause they're back on stage the next night with me. Dude, I just think they're trying to steal the light from me. Yesterday, Kanava tried to pull a knife on me. Cause I told him Jessica Alba's my wife to be. This rock star sh** is the life for me. And all the other guys just despise me because
these chicks don't even know the name of my band. But they're all on me like they wanna hold hands. Cause once I blow, they know that I'll be the man. All because I'm the lead singer of my band.
My band, my band.
A nigga backwards, don't you? Hey, Dad, how come we don't rap off Pro Tools? Smash these vocals and do a performance. But we in a van and he in a tour bus. You don't want my autograph, you's a liar. And nah, I'm swell.
Oh, I thought you were conniving.
What the hell is wrong with that dressing room? Cause I should've looking smaller than a decimal. See, I know how to rap. It's simple, but all I did was read a Russell Simmons book. So I'm more intact, trying to get on the map, doing jumping jacks while getting whipped on my back.
Look at them little punk, thinking he the shit.
Yeah, I know, man. By himself, taking on a flip.
Hey, I thought we had an interview with DJ Clue.
No, I had an interview, not you two.
You gonna be late for sound check.
I ain't going to sound check.
My mics are screwed
up. Here's always sound best. You know what, man? I'm gonna say something.
Hey, yo, L.
You got something to say?
Man, no.
I thought you was about to tell him off, man. What's up?
Man, I'm gonna tell him what I feel like, man. Shut up. You ain't even back me up. We supposed to be cool.
Man, I was about to talk right after you.
Oh,
I swear.
Man,
I swear, man.
Don't even know the name of my band. But they're all on me like they wanna hold hands. Cause once I blow, they know.
Singers rock, but the group is not. With some sold out arenas to amusement parks, I'm gonna let the world know that proof is hot. I should cut his mic off when the music starts. Ready to snap on a dumb band every time I hit.
Hey, dude, I love your band.
We ain't a band, bitch. We don't play instruments, so I get 90 and we only get 10%. And these guys acting funny every area code. Proof game, I'm back. Bitch, carry on. Can't make it to the stage. Security in my way.
Hey, yo,
damn it, I'm sick of this group. Time for me to go solo and make some loot. I told you I made the beats and wrote all the raps to a con artist. Slip me some Lose Yourself video, I was in the back. Superman video, I was in the back. For the media, I got some suggestions. Marshall, ask us some questions like who is D12? How we get started?
But what about Eminem?
Bitch, are you retarded? Anyway, I'm the poppiest guy in the group. Big stomach, bitches think I'm cute. But he told me to do sit-ups to get buff. Did 2.5 and couldn't get up. D12, I'm out of this band. I'm about to start a group with the real Roxanne.
But they all on me like they wanna hold hands.
Marshall.
Cause once I blow, I know that I'll be the man.
Yeah.
All because I'm the new
thing.
Pretty girls, 1, 2 times my salsa. Where'd everybody go?
And I want to dedicate this piece to all you players and all you ladies out there.
PhD, but they're landing up a fine just to hear a man. The folks in Hollywood never understand. They just feel it's a hell of a time. But they're for a nickel and dime. Trench coat fucking holds a masterpiece. Gonna make a jailbreak. Fuck this! They're landing up a sign just to hear a man. The folks in Hollywood never understand. He's a Shakespeare.
Shakespeare!
He's a Shakespeare.
Shakespeare!
She's a Shakespeare.
Shakespeare!
To hear the man, the fucking Hollywood never understand. They just feel it's a man of his time. Once before a nickel and dime. Friends call fucking all the masterpiece. Gonna make the jailbreak. Fuck this! They're lining up our side just to hear the man. The fucking Hollywood never understand. He's a Shakespeare.
Shakespeare!
He's a Shakespeare.
Shakespeare!
He's a Shakespeare.
I'm nibble them like sunflower seed gel. See these scales got my weight up heavy like three wheels. And I shit on these males to the stinking felon and a weed smell. Nigga, your tree fell. See how they Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram and an email. Talking I'm sick, I got them shook and I bang them at retail. Until they cripple, see I cook like I'm slinging a weed sale. Until I triple bread and whoop them and drag them like females. Oh, see, well, these niggas already know the way that I fuck shit up, minus the details. The case is shut, your bitch remind me of a replacement butt. Kind of an ancient slut that's going down like she was a basement fuck. Swell up this shit like I'm sticking stakes in their gut. So gracefully and graciously, I painfully wake niggas up. Ragdolling these niggas in attacking like apes in a cut. I'm waiting for the taking while I break niggas' neck like a bracelet. Fuck. It's kinda like me having a case in a truck and drinking till I'm blasted a ration, nigga.
Blood.
Keeping them open and black talking until I'm leaving them stuck. And got them happier than a child in a park chasing a duck. When I'm chasing a buck, these funny niggas be chasing their luck. I be lacing them up like fools when I'm pushing their face in them on. Missiles I fling when I spit live wire till this shit circling back around. With more fire for me to mouth to break surface and back a sound. When I light up shit that'll cause a quick worship and gather around. Inserting the shit that splatter clicks painful to make them scatter. Blink. Shameful the way I shatter. Split shit apart, it doesn't matter. Rip your head up off your shoulders. Rip. Bullets bigger than a boulder and break them and they know us.
Classic.
And the wait is over, you can easily get your
ass kicked.
See me and Shady together, we quizzy like Big in a bomb and then Rabies kick like a pasty bitch.
We that sick.
Like I come from Haiti, I'm suggesting you pay me, don't make me with a spaz. Like a crazy Israeli
bastards.
Well, I bite the beat up and I'm starting to heat up. Yeah. And I'm chopping your foot off, now it's mine and I'm putting my feet up.
Black.
Back to the hood and off to the wild. And I'm hoping you protect your child. And I've been blacking out so long, niggas is asking if the hook can die. Nah, but the beat is fried.
Ready on the right.
And yo, calm down, nigga.
Ready on the left.
And yo, calm down, nigga.
Ready on the
chill, man. Chill.
Ready on the right.
And yo, calm down, nigga.
Ready on the left.
And yo, calm down, nigga.
Ready on the right.
And yo,
there's a slight contagiousness to this tirade. It just might make you sick. So I rate with this. My brain is just like a fucking fried egg. It's my mind scrambled cause I'm lit. Narrow-minded but go through such a wide range of this emotion that my rage has gotta squeeze through it sideways. I just pulled up in Clive Davis's driveway with his personal memoir saying he's pie waving a 9A picket sign egg in his ride, making him cry rape, then arrive naked and drive straight through the gay pride parade. Yeah, yippee-ki-yay, cause here I wait. Did the world just pee on my leg? And should I take it as a sign maybe to take him back in the time?
Shady.
He stuck out like a sore thumb, so I gave him a finger to take the attention away from my stinking face it was bringing. Changed the whole complexion of the game, but just in case you was thinking an inkling of replacing the kingpin, the crazy you're wasting your ink in. So if this is any indication of what you may be facing, you better make a distinction, cause your fake imitations are leaving a bad taste. Fuck making a bad impression, that's the worst impersonation I've ever seen. And who raps nasally, eyes hazily, rhymes crazily, but sounds like he made me some flow nasally speaking. Kinda stupid question is that. Hey, Mrs. Abraham Lincoln, other than your husband's fucking brains that were leaking, how'd you think that play was this weekend? You ain't the real Slim Shady. Sit your ass down, faggot. See me on a ballot. I'm running for class clown. Rich Democrat, bitch, so I'm just the candidate. Come fuck up the whole party. Me and Flip Mode starting a campaign to have every campus on a fucking rampage. Act my goddamn age, I am 8. So let's get smashed and wake up the next day with the room trash. Covered in band-aids, glass ashtray smashed. Champagne splashed on the lampshade. But this ain't up for debate, this is undebatable. Shady for president, ho, don't make me go take it back to the days of old with Sway and Tech Radio. When I was taking so much Nodals and LSD, I almost fell asleep on the wake-up show. Fuck you telling me, fools, I was whipping shop, raising hell up in Jews when Penelope Cruz was still developing boobs. Me and Bus put it down like a sick pet. You're fucking with bets, dog, fucking internet bloggers. I sit in front of my computer all day and comment on everything. I'm an expert on everything, everything sucks. Play the next song. Guess if I hopped out your freaking laptop, you idiot prick with Biggie and kicked the living shit out you, I'd be dead wrong. Son of God, I'm a sog like a wet log. Pores never get clogged, cause I'm so full of self-esteem that I sweat fog. Yes, yes, y'all. Steady on the left, y'all. Step off or you get stepped on soft. About as commercial as my fucking Learjet. Jealousy will get you green as a Gia pet. I can see that you're visibly upset, dawg. Alert, alert, girl, alert. Once you enter in my house of pain, you're in a world of hurt. So
jump around, jump.
Get that ass shaking.
Jump around, jump.
Came to hit you with a fan favorite. But if you're too fly for coach, better get them arms and freaking hands flailing and
jump
like Van Halen and pray for a damn tailwind. More afraid of success than I am failure. So what does that tell you? Then on a grand scale, I don't give a fuck about nothing like Stan mail and his last piece of fan mail before he ran straight into the damn railing.
Chill, man, chill,
chill, chill, chill,
chill,
chill,
chill,
chill, chill, chill,
chill, chill, chill, chill,
chill. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms, rolling in my sweet baby's arms, lay around the shack, tailwheel train, come back and I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. I ain't gonna work on the railroad, and I ain't gonna work on the farm. I'll lay around the shack, tail bell train, come back and I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Roll in my sweet baby's arms, roll in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack, tail bell train, come back and I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms.
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kiev to Carolina. She's a sticky finger filter from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a slow bus to China. Tell me where in the world has
come in San Diego.
Steal their soul in South Korea. Make Antarctica cry uncle from the Red Sea down to Greenland. They'll be singing the blues. They never Arkansas her. Steal the Mekong from the jungle. Tell me where in the world has
come in San Diego.
She'd go from Nashville to Norway, Bonn Air to Zimbabwe, Chicago to Czechoslovakia and back. She ransacked Pakistan and run a scam in Scandinavia. And she'll stick him up down under like a pickpocket purse. The missing misdemeanor when she stole the beans from Lima. Tell me where in the world has
come in San Diego.
Botswana to Thailand, Milagria, Amsterdam, Bali to Bali, Ohio.
San Diego.
What the hell is Carmen San Diego? I haven't seen her in quite some time.
I haven't seen Carmen in a long time, and I can't fuck her.
Where in the world is
Carmen San Diego?
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 I said, whoa!
Let's go!
Batman do it.
Yeah, shit!
With Batman fucking authority!
So what?
In the backyard, shedding the old plies, feeling so strong. Something went wrong. Shedding to my finger, what a singer, it was so long.
I still remember that day, like the day that I said that I swear I'll never hurt myself again. But it seems that I need to be wrong, to be wrong, to be wrong. Gotta keep holding on.
Rhyme of Treason Radio, episode 127, the compilation edition.
Straight out of compilations.
The now compilations. A little ridiculous. All the top hits of whatever year.
I think that's what really killed the comp, you know?
Now, 25.
Now, that's what I call pop music. Now, that's what I call Christian gospel. Now, that's
got
what
about
I call the blues.
Like, nows on the old hard drive that you don't have.
There's a reason I don't
know.
Dude,
now 2005 was amazing. Not
was it? Was
bringing
it?
That back. It's from the 90s. If you didn't
did
know,
it have it, like Right Said Fred on it or something? I'm too sexy
it's
for my shirt.
Awful, fucked up, terrible. Then the Punkaramas took a shit too, man, over the years.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they were amazing at first, and then.
Then they were just like basically X Games compilation.
Just give me an unreleased Bad Religion track. I will purchase your product 1,000% when it comes out.
Please. And you don't think that, like, Bad Religion was smart enough and savvy enough to know that and be like...
The Bad Religion label. Epitaph. Pacorama. Yeah. So...
They're like, why would we put it out on an album when we can put out a single once That's a year true. On Bunkorama?
So no one puts out albums per se. They put out EPs now, and they don't definitely do not put out compilations of their labels.
Well, why would you waste your time and money recording a whole bunch of songs that no one's going to buy when you could just spend more money making one song really
hot? Actually, I did recently buy... It was... Oh, man.
Whoa.
Four to 5 months ago.
Giggity.
It was Felony Records compilation, which was sick as fuck, so at least they're doing it. Felony Records, giving them a shout out. Lucky Egits, I love that band. Fucking rock.
Damn Lucky Egits.
Anyway, compilations, they were the shit. Survival of the Fattest Part 2 featured on the Fat Records documentary that just came out. It was a life changer, man, for a small town bloke like me. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, and me being the metro. White privileged metro that I am.
Sexual.
Yeah. It really Long helped hair. Open my eyes to certain things as well, because even though I came from a place that was without money, I was raised in a place with too much of it. And so it always put me in that weird place of, like, not knowing where I fit in that scale, because I knew what it was like to not have it, and I could see what it was like to have too much of it, and I didn't like either thing that I saw. And so that's really what led me into, like, punk rock initially, was that it was a place that I could go and kind of escape all of that shit and not worry about any of it, because it did help me show, like, there's a harsh black and white truth to certain things in life. It's not everything, because people take shit too far. But yeah, absolutely. There are certain things that you need to just be like, no, fuck you about.
Yeah, exactly. And $5 comps, you're in the CD section.
That's what a punker can afford, too.
Back in my day, they used to cost like $17, possibly, at a Sam Goody or something.
When you were trying to buy a compact disc.
No Use for a Name album is like $16.99. Oh, Punkorama is $5.
And it has three No Use for a Name songs.
Yeah, or Fat Records or any of those, you know. Lookout Records, they also put out some really... Heidi Says... Still listen to that to this day when I'm in the right mood.
Short songs
was epic. Yeah. So this is a tribute to the compilation album
and soundtracks.
So here we go, more music coming at you
in 5, 7, 4
years later.
3, 2 Treason. But I'm ready
to make a deal. Thank you very much. We are here on this tour not just to rock, but to educate everyone on punkvoter.com and to encourage people to register to vote, because we live here. Let's make a choice. This next song is dedicated to every last human in the world who is truly, by your right as a human, born free. Just
in my mind, in my brain, rolling over like a spirit freight train, heading up to ascertain. You only see what you want to believe when you light up the bag of the tricks in my sleeve. That'll mean I can't hang. The day that I die will be the day that I shut my mouth and put down my guitar. Sunday morning, no church down at the bar. Get down on your knees and start to pray. Pray my itchy rash will go away. Back up y'all, it ain't me. Turkey fried chicken is all I see. It's a hell of a fun way to start your day. If I make you cry all night, be your daddy at the end of the night. Take a load from my big gun. Wanna hear what you want me to be? I'm a backwards, I still believe I'm the buckets. No lie, I get mean. I'm a thief in the dark, I'm a raging machine. I'm a tripper, rectified ass, son of a bitch. Rack tied on my ass and it makes me ache. I can see 4 miles and miles and miles. And if I make you cry, I might be your daddy at the end of the night. Take a load from my vigor. You only see what you want to believe when you creep from the back. I got tricks in my sleeve. 24/7 devil's best friend makes no difference. It's all same in the end.
How's it fair incorporated?
We're gonna do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way. Nothing's gonna turn us back now. Straight ahead and on the track now. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way. There is something we won't try. Never heard the word impossible this time. There's no stopping us. We're gonna do it. On your marks, get set and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. We're gonna make our dreams come true. And we'll do it our way, it's our way. Make all our dreams come true. And we'll do it our way, it's our way. Make all our dreams come true.
Consider someone
this
else.
This one goes out to the kids who drove 6 hours in a stolen car that missed the show. This one goes out to never losing sight of all the how it's been. And how it was, yeah. Here's two just sinking the ship and not giving a shit. It's a sinking fast with everyone else. This one goes out to another night with no sleep. Cream shine records in Gainesville streets. This one goes out to Mike by Mike and Tony. All stuff, John, Jeff, Terry, Sean, and Andre. Here's two just sinking the ship and not giving a shit.
Yeah.
rhyme, you break your necks. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. Absolutes are inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling weave out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out.
Rhyming Treason Radio coming at you, episode 127, Compilicious, the compilation edition.
What more can I say? See, that was a break from a Jay-Z track that could have been found on a mixtape.
Okay, so DJ Gower, he's got the rap knowledge. I'm just a white guy.
As am I, but always
like
had
punk.
That. Yeah, all right. I like punk.
I like and metal.
Hip-hop,
and,
rap, metal. I pretty much like it all, dude. I mean, it's the hardest thing to explain to somebody when you're like, I like good music.
It is very difficult. But
they're like, well, what do you mean by good music? Like country? And I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of bands on compilations I never would have discovered if it wasn't for the compilations. So I'm thankful for that. My $5 purchase definitely, you know, led to me to some badass shit.
Oh, absolutely. And some shit as well. There were some god awful.
Oh,
poems.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of this one I just bought. Like, it must have been 4 or 5 years ago. It was a triple disc for
$6. And there's like one fucking song worth listening to.
Oh, it was god awful. Rise Records. Hey, dear Rise Records, kill yourself. You're a piece of shit. Why even sell your crap music? Three discs, and there was like two good songs.
Why
maybe.
Am I in a three-disc punk rock compilation?
Because I was on a road trip.
Discount section of the Dollar General.
I was on a road trip to Southern California. We had a CD player only, and also a radio, you know. But so I figured, what the heck? That might have been purchased at a Hot Topic, actually. That's how punk I am.
That's so punk. Speaking of being that punk, I think there's like some Marilyn Manson in this episode.
What? Marilyn.
Some episode that we're recording during this.
DJ Gower's new favorite artist is Marilyn Manson, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually had my ribs removed just like him so I could suck my own cock.
Well, kudos to you, man.
Yeah.
It's 2017 dude, all the way.
I needed the protein. What can I say?
Yeah. He's looking pretty skinny, folks.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the rib removal type.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. He's looking oblong and fucked up. Anyway.
Only in the eyes, bro.
Here it comes. We're raging. Compilatious. Compilatious. Compilation edition. We're out. I think we're closing out the show, actually.
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you listened, if you did, this far, then kudos to you as well.
Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And a compilation of treason.
Born, but since then it's been downhill from the greatest expectations. not a thing.
Living for that token gold. Yeah, but he ain't wise. Devil already got his soul. As soon as love I'm ready for, I've seen a lot of evil men. Some will rob you with a pistol, and others with a pen. His old man, someone put the fear in him. Now who's got the upper hand? This fool's bending me like beer, but I suggest you steer well clear. To try to jerk you all around, if he makes a little move, take him up.
And treason.